Blog Talk Radio.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
freaking damn freaking technical difficulties here. I swear I get this with Block Talk Radio. Either get it right or get it right. But I'm sick of all the shifting back and forth. So we're going to take a freaking 2-minute break. Buddy, just hang in there and hold on for a second. Here, so Radio, welcome. We're also streaming on Block TV as we speak, so tune in there and check us out. You can actually see us live. And you'll stump the one in the women's hat. So, just in case you want what the situation is actually called today, what is it? All kinds of exceptions here and there. This free angel reading roundtable, tarot card Thursday. So, we're going to be talking about tarot card traits. So I was calling here at 646-721-9031. And all the people out there in Block TV, please don't call in here if you have a limited questions, because you will be asked quick. My fantastic co-host, she's what you doing? And she's not fine. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can hear me, right, Kimberly? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tonight we're going to be talking about tarot cards and the individuals go to the tarot house. That'd be very fascinating. Let's see. Let's see. You want to sit here looking on here?
Oh dear. You're breaking up bad. Okay, talk again.
I can't hear.
No.
Hear. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Lost connection. That was it. How about now?
Yeah, you're good.
Sure. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Well, let me know. I was actually talking. Now.
Yeah, it's a little better. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I was going to say, with the brain sync in hemispheres, you should check them out. But that's just hemispheres are CDs that give out tones underneath the music that actually help the hemispheres both. Hemispheres work together. They're very folks away from it. Curing cancer, those things, that kind of stuff. Meditation for connecting with your angels, yourself. Anxiety and disorder like this. So come out. Hemispheres CDs. That's www.hemi-sync.com. And if you want to call them, their number is 1-800-541-2488. Or you can call them directly at 434-263-692. And right now, actually, Sync Now does the same thing as brain stuff. You can actually purchase and download recordings of the same CDs. They even have a media player that you get that enhances and works well with the CDs themselves. They always recommend that you use headsets because it's more, it's just for you and the brain and how it works and how you test and all working together as one is. Check that out. Those are little things. They're not just to us when it came out, just like three. That's www.brainsync.com, and And you also call them too, which is 800-444-792-792. Or you can call them directly too. It's 541-488-7870. And here's just probably the next couple of days. You want to go to www.psychic-hernia.yolasite.com and also see the connection to the CDs. All I got to do is click on a link and it'll take you right to the page itself. So check that out and see what's happening there. Also check out my website where Tom is going to get me home. Also donations to help us support the show, and it's just giving back. And we do a lot of reading and give out a lot of readings. We do readings. We don't really push people down the line. We do long readings. We can't wait for questions. You know, we usually try to keep it at two questions, but you know how that works out. At least another. And we're going to at least one subject when you call in. The folks is kind of what's up, recommend private readings as well. And to get private readings, you just call 740-601-1057, or you can call me on my Skype number, which is actually 740-601-9835, and we'll set you an appointment. Right now, for people who call into the show, only $5 for 6 minutes, $4 for 3 minutes, and also $30 for 15 minutes. Also, that we have have this new thing where I actually do a reading for you with one card. So we'll call it a one-card theme reading with my angel cards. And I'm actually practicing out with the tarot cards to do the same exact thing we have done in the past before. So it's just perfecting it, making sure the messages I'm picking up and that kind of stuff go with you. So give us a call at 740-601-9835 or 740-601-1057. Or you can contact me through my webpage on the contact page, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So just a call, live reading, coaching, relationship counseling, and relationship needs. And if you want to come to me and we do relationship compatibility proppings and see what things are going on, that kind of thing. You can also fax me, and you can email me. I can do a line for you. It's more accurate in person because I'm in the path. I'm not reading the lines, but so feeling exactly what happened in those situations, like next year, what's coming up. So give us a call, and also if you want to advertise on this show, give me a call. Sit down and discuss it. I give out really good rates for advertising on the show, which I think you'll be really impressed with. So give me a call at 740-601-1057. That's my private line. What's there to talk about? We're also looking for sponsors. If you sponsor this show and you do like what you hear and feel and you want to keep it going and you want to be a part of that whole situation and either you're in or anything, give me a call too at 740-601-1057. We'll sit down and talk and have a coffee or whatever, and we'll sit there and get it done because that is the ideal situation. I'm really trying to really create something here as not just doing free reading kind of stuff, but also teaching people about all the things we hear on the show and that kind of thing, and giving people a background of where I can be and point out that what I can do, so can you. And we're all very happy with what our gifts are and utilize them. So with the show, we're doing tarot cards today. So let's see what we can do for you today. Well, I think it's all good. Am I breaking up again?
Yeah.
Well, it's the only thing I can do about that. She murdered this guy. Let's see if we can adjust some things here. Just a new. We got that too. So, I got something. So is it any better?
Yeah.
Okay. So if y'all want to call in and get a reading, the number is 4721-9031. And with the situation I have, we'll do 3 hours of angel readings and prayer readings and all kinds of good stuff. So if you want to get some phone, also with the donations for everybody who's donated to the show, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Now if we can just get some people to donate some money so we can actually get some really high-tech equipment to actually broadcast through, that'd be a good thing. So, Bree, how are you? Come on, talk to me.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. I got some books here. I actually want to discern things today. That number up. And it's amazing how our 8 is back in the book. 8-2. Oh, we're going to have to deal with it because there's nothing I can do about it. I don't know what's going on. Everything should be worked properly. Is this just Thursday? I don't know what Thursday is mean, but God, it drives me nuts. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Hold for a minute.
Okay.
Will you breathe, please?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, we're still waiting. He's on a call right now, so just hang in with us. Okay, well, it's taken a while. If you guys want to call in and get a private reading, call 646-721-9031. If you want a private reading, call in 740-601-1057. You can see him live talking right now. You go to www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Oh, goodness. Come on, Journeyman, please come back. For anybody that just started listening, Journeyman just got a call, and he will be right back. So just hang in there with us. Come on. Okay, yeah, it is taking longer. I'm going to repeat the phone number you guys can call in. It's 646-721-9031. Oh, I think we lost connection with them. Oh, come on. Oh, we've been having some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. So I don't know what's going on. We got disconnected from him. Oh, come on. Okay, keep holding on, please, guys. This is, I don't know where he's at. I promise he'll be back. All right, well, okay, I'll go through the information again. If you want to call in for, if you want to call in for a free reading call, 646-721-9031. If you want a private reading, you can go to 740-601-1057. You can actually see Journeyman live on TV at his website, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. goodness. I'm so sorry, guys. Just keep holding in there. I don't know what happened. Oh, goodness. Yeah, we still don't have him. Hey, if anybody wants to call in and chat with me until he gets back, you're more than welcome to. Phone number is 646-721-9031. I'd love to have you guys. So come on. Come on, come on. Let's see if I could get to you. All right. Well, I've got one caller, and we'll see. I'll try and bring this person on. 570, welcome. You're on the air. You there?
Hello? Yes.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just want to visit with me until he gets back? He's on a call. I think we got disconnected with him. Okay.
Yeah, I was just dialing in and I didn't hear anything either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have no idea where he went to. I think we lost connection with them, and so.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Did you call him for a question for him when he comes back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good. I know this is like the first time I've ever had him gone for this long, so I'm new with this. where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? I'm mm-hmm. from Montana, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually just dialed in. I didn't even catch any of the show, so you had a connection? It just stopped, or?
Yeah. Journeyman was actually on here, and then he ended up getting a call. Well, first we were having technical problems in the beginning. He was breaking up, and we couldn't hear him, and then he got a call, and then I looked, and he must have got disconnected from the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've always been curious. How's the weather down in Pennsylvania?
Well, right now it's really fickle. spring is here, and some days it's really rainy, and like right now because we're approaching spring, so it's like one day it will be 70. Today it was 50. Damn.
Oh wow.
The next couple of days will be kind of cold, and then hopefully it'll warm up. For May.
Oh, yeah, we're still getting snow down here.
Are you? Oh, boy. Well,
yep.
Can't complain about that. We haven't had snow in a couple weeks, so that's nice.
Oh. Yeah, this is like our first year of having snow this long, and they said that we're supposed to have like a warmer summer this year, but doesn't look like it.
So when will it stop snowing there in Montana?
Hopefully before June. Usually it stops in the March, mm-hmm. beginning of March. So it's different for us.
Yeah.
By the way, my name is Bree, and I'm Journeyman's co-host.
Okay.
Hello, and your Bree. Name is?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Mhm.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling in and helping me out a little bit. It's better than just to talk back and forth and have silence. Everybody's wondering why they're like people are checking their speakers, making sure they're on, and
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I hope he comes back soon. I really do.
Yeah, I'm sure he's trying to get back on. Maybe, like, the power went out or something.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Or, like, an internet connection or something. Yeah, something had to have happened that...
Okay, hold on one second, Kay.
Okay.
Okay, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, yeah, that was him. He'll be back here in a few minutes. I guess he's having a hard time logging back in. So.
Sure.
Shouldn't be too long. Hopefully.
Okay.
Actually, we could probably, would you mind if we bring another caller on real fast, like, with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 315, you're on the air. This is Journeyman, co-host.
Hello?
Bree. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sarah, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, and then we have 315.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. I'm upstate New York, so I can relate to the weather.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Teasers of warm weather, and then it gets cold. Like today, it's been pouring all day, and I'm like, oh, please.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm from the Midwest. I've only been here a couple years. I'm already ready for the warm weather.
Oh, wow. And, okay, my name's Bree, and what's your name?
Lori.
Okay. Lori?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, cool. So we got Lori and Sarah. Cool. I really appreciate you guys calling and visiting with me.
No problem. I seen that message, and I heard him get... He was having trouble getting clearly through anyway, so... please call in. I'm like, okay, I'll call in. I don't have a problem.
I know. This is like probably our second time that I lost connection with him, but this is the first time like for this long, so.
Well, at least there's something, conversation of some sort going on, so you don't have dead air.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awkward. It's kind of awkward. You just sit there and hello.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can only say how many times, you know, the phone number, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to have someone help me out here.
So how long have you been his co-host?
For a few weeks now, yeah.
It's been, because I was listening for a while, and then I got really busy at work, and I hadn't listened for a while, and I think Barbara was with him, I don't know if she still is, but... there for a while, whenever I was listening before. I've gotten readings from Donnie before, too, so that's why I thought tonight I had some spare time. I thought I'd log in and see what was going on.
Yeah, yep. I think since I've been helping him out, I think Barbara's been on once. I remember. She could have been on more. No, she's been on once, yeah.
She's been very helpful for me in the past, that's for sure. I stay in contact with her. She's helped me out going through my path, that's for sure.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
Yep. But, you know, everyone's brought into our life for a reason, and there's always a reason, and they're usually there to help you whatever lesson you got to learn or help you down the path that you got to go. And I tell you, when you ask for help, it definitely shows up. That's for sure. This last year has been pretty rough for me, and I've come a long way. But I don't know. I was out browsing the Internet, and that's how I ran into Donnie's website. And then Barbara was on that night and then started talking to both of them. So it's been definitely been a blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's quite. So, is there a particular subject that was for tonight, or just, or what? Because I just came on just a few minutes ago.
No, actually, we were going to do past life readings. We were going to answer questions. Just talk about anything. And
what exactly is it that you do?
I actually, well, I'm very intuitive, and sometimes, like, if I'm feeling something, like, I'll jump in and, you know, say what I say. But most of the time, I'm just really quiet and just keep the chat room and callers and all in line for him. And
but they you receive messages sometimes, though, right? Because I found out last summer. That I'm empathic. I'm very intuitive, but I never realized I was empathic. So,
oh, really?
And I'm still learning. I'm still trying to figure my own stuff out. I'm still trying to figure about the grounding and keeping my head clear, because I never know. When you don't know what you're feeling, then is it you or is it someone else? I'm kind of at that stage, but I'm kind of getting past that and starting to trust myself more, and that's the biggest part, is trusting yourself.
Right, yep.
And then, yeah. And I've realized, because, and then I've been working with the angel cards for the last 2 years, but the last year I've picked up more of them, so I kind of play around with those. And now, my intuition, it's like really picking up, because yesterday I had this, old emotions are stirring up. I don't know where they're coming from, but I guess I think I recognize it as being a process, because, you know, you got to, it's almost like layers of an onion, right? You got to get through it, and then you get to the core of the matter, and then you finally get rid of it. And I, which has so many layers, it's not funny, but yesterday I had someone tell me that I was an amazing person, but that actually hurt. And it shouldn't hurt. So I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So at least I'm smart enough to recognize that that was coming from somewhere, and that was something I needed to process and get rid of. That was just another layer to shed. And today, and I did go through that process, and it wasn't easy. Oh, my God. But today, I'm like a different person. I feel good again. So that tells me something good happened yesterday. It may feel bad. And that's why I tell people at times, even though it feels really bad and you feel like you can't go through it, can't do it, you just got to stand strong and get through it and just trust that everything's going to be okay. Because when you get to the other side, you're like, wow, okay, why was that so hard? It shouldn't have been so hard, but we just choose it to be so hard.
Right, yep. Yeah. I've been intuitive since I was like 8 years old. I started like picking up like a little bit of psychic abilities, and I kept on shutting it off, you know. And then how I started to be more in tune is my sister. Actually, it was about 2 years ago. She was I had a feeling that she was gonna pass during the night, and I didn't listen.
Oh no!
So,
okay.
I woke up the next day and she was gone, and that's when I was like, I better pay more attention to it. You know, I could have helped in some way. So, you know, Donnie and I were talking about it one time, and he goes, well, why don't you just do this in, like, in memory of your sister, dedicated to your sister, and ask for your angels to help you out. So that was... I had to go through a rough thing to realize it and pay more attention to it, but starting
that's
to get better.
That's funny how that works. I mean, how that works. It's just our ego. We choose to do things. Me, I don't know. I always overanalyze things, and I guess I'm just too stubborn, and I choose the rough path. But I'm coming to realize the rough path that I've gone through in my life was for a reason, because I know that the knowledge that I've learned from that is going to help others, because I already catch myself helping people. Sometimes I'll be online chatting or whatever, and messages just come through. So I don't know. I just get inspired and start typing, and half time I don't even know what I just said. But then later on they come back and it's like, oh my God, you helped me out so much. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what I said, yeah. But that's fine. That's good. I don't question it. I just let it be. So, yeah.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And sometimes I really, I like awe myself. I'm like, wow, I just did that.
No, it's crazy. The crazier it is, the better. And I love it because I've always loved helping people. And I've always had this ability. I just never realized it. My family are healers. That I did not know. So I'm like, okay. It took me to talk to someone to find that out. And I'm like, I learned so much in the first reading I had. I learned so much about myself. And then all of a sudden things made sense. All my life I've been struggling and being an empath, and you're feeling it, picking up on everybody else, and you're thinking, what's wrong with me? I'm going crazy or whatever, but it wasn't me. And that helps so much just to hear that. It's like when I learned that, the next day, it's almost like another door opened. It was crazy, but it's in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually, you know, I could sense people all the time, and actually in ninth grade, the doctor wanted to put me on antidepressants because he thought I was bipolar. Well, they come find out I was picking up people. It wasn't me. It was other people.
They're so quick to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, stuff out of the problem. Because there's a lot of people that have been locked away in spark wars and medicated and whatever because... But my son, my youngest son, he's 15, told me that he was hearing voices. And I'm like, really? Yeah, they keep saying my name. I said, did you ask them? Say hello? Recognize that they're there. Say hello, ask them who it is. He's like, what? No, I just shut them off. No, don't do that. But you know, he's going to learn. I got to try and work with him. Because now he's lost complete. He's so... Voices are making him feel that he was going crazy, so he shut them off, and then now he doesn't even feel like there's anything out there. It's almost like he's lost his faith even, so I'm going to have to really, I don't know. But he's a special child anyway, because he's got a disability, and I think the reason why he's got a disability, he's very, very smart. He just can't. When it goes to doing schoolwork, writing from his brain to the paper, he can't quite do that. He has to be kind of assisted in doing that. Like his testing and so forth all have to be verbal. His concentration is kind of out there, and I think it's because of his abilities. He just doesn't, he's not aware of it yet.
Uh-huh. He's back.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you're back. Hello, Donnie. It's Lori.
How are you?
Fine. How about you?
I don't know.
And then I think we have Sarah. Are you still there?
Sarah, are you still there? 570? Hello?
Maybe not.
Who was she? Was she the 570?
Yeah,
it looks like the line's still open, so maybe she's just be preoccupied. So, Lori, how are you doing today, and what's up?
Well, I jumped online and seen that you're having difficulties, and she asked for someone to call in, so I thought I'd volunteer and call in.
That's good. Like, really... Freaky, man. I mean, I've been trying to just get back online, and I told a friend of mine so I'm about ready to take a missile and shoot Mercury out of the freaking sky.
There we go.
Because people are like, well, you know, it can't be any worse than it is now.
Well, you're back online now anyway, right?
That's true, so we should say, okay. But, yeah. So with the situation, and I was just, I was just trying to do all kinds of things. I was messing with freaking to her own block too right now. So that was kind of like lining everything up again. Trying to get back in the chat room. I'm sitting there going, why can't I get in the chat room? That's it. It's just
and now you're breaking up a little bit, yep.
I know, I'm just like, hey, what's up? I'm moving, doing nothing. It's actually it's a mic that just stays still. It doesn't move.
That's weird.
So I put my headset to the mic, and I'm like, okay, I'm about to go invest some city money into freaking really good stuff. And I think we got good stuff, so I'm just saying there must be something upgrading in there. It's some kind of advertising ploy to make me buy to upgrade my equipment. It's a conspiracy.
It's a possibility. You know, Microsoft works that way, too. They come out with all this new stuff, and then they make everybody else upgrade just to be compatible with them.
Heck yeah, it drives me freaking nuts.
I know it. I deal with it every day. That's all I deal with. If I was out by you, I would come fix your stuff for you. Because that's what I do.
Right. We're live on Block TV. Block TV has some interesting people, I might say. If you come on here, anybody will come. I mean, me, it's just really the most impactful thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, one person on here says, how do you like this? Do you like it? It was all sex. I see a person here who's been a sexual. And that probably will spawn some air for freaking people to start playing on.
You're breaking up
what
again.
What the heck are you talking about? And they're going to start to... I know what that time. Text getting phone. It's going off. And it says, psychic and live. I'm so tune in. Watch this because we have a hat on their face. Back. And stop pulling out this connection or something. Just having a baby. I get the impression having a baby she can talk about because that's the having right not to worry about it. Okay. This came through, so I'm going to pass it on. Okay, what happened? All right. This is.
I think I'm breaking up now, so maybe you're good now. You were breaking up here for a moment.
I don't know. It's just really crazy, and I'm going to figure the thing out. But right now, the other day, I had to cancel out one of my accounts on PayPal and get a new card. Well, in the process of thinking I was cutting up my old PayPal card.
Oh, no, you did the wrong one.
Yes, my credit card, and I'm like, now I have no credit cards to make any payments on anything, to do anything, until I get the new cards. What's they've been yesterday, and they haven't shown. And I'm like, what the heck was that all about? And Mercury retrograde, you know.
No, it's crazy.
Heck yeah.
That really is not. So I don't know. It's a pain to have to deal with when you do something like that. It's a matter of slowing. Yeah. Once you do it, though, you will never do it again. You'll slow down and pay attention.
Yeah, what about the whole thing? Both cars look identical, same card and everything. And that just freaked me out. I'm like, how in the heck can you do that? Yeah. And so halfway through the car, and I go, for some reason, it tells me to turn it over and look at it. And I turn it over, and I was like, oh my gosh, the car actually going to make payment on people. And that didn't happen. So I was like, interesting. And now I'm having trouble. There we go. There's a support dip here. And I was like, that's weird. And we have another caller too. That's so alarming. What's the situation? You were talking about something as I cut it, but I cut in halfway through, and I don't. The other half makes the first and the last that I heard.
And I didn't catch all that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like you're real choppy. One minute you're clear, and then the next thing you're choppy.
As well, I might actually get a good signal for the whole show. So we don't want to do that, but...
There you go. Are you moving something when you come in clear like that? I mean, what are you doing right now? Because now you're clear.
I'm not moving. just like I was before I wasn't clear. That was actually me doing that. So. I said we actually have a...
Thank you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me at all?
No.
Okay, we're going to switch out. Just hold a sec.
There you are.
I am. I haven't done
it. You put like one foot on the floor, one up in the air, and the arm up above your head. Maybe the
okay. Okay. Let's do a wave.
Yeah.
I was asked to the card. Okay, be clever. Then you can be a like you choose. Then take the cards and fan them, like a fan. Place some of your cards. From your heart. There you go. Now I've bonded with your cards. If you didn't hear that, tune in for part two. So what's up, guys? You guys hear me now? Hello.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Thank you, guys. The whole thing is everything. You guys think you're using up? I can hear everybody.
And now you're talking.
There's a call line. Did you know that?
What was that?
Did you hear? Oh.
You there?
Hello, Donnie? I heard a click. Oh, no, I hope I didn't lose him again.
Right now?
Oh, there he is.
Can you hear me? Hear me now. I'm here. Okay.
It goes in waves.
It goes in waves.
It does. You're coming clear and then you're choppy.
Okay, but now. Yeah.
Choppy.
No, it's not. Have an now.
A little bit.
Wait
here to get a little bit.
There you go.
Take that. That's crazy. I'm just sitting here.
Well,
I'm not doing it. Can you hear that? What the hell are you talking about? Damn. Choppy, choppy, chooky, chook, bucket. No.
We heard that one.
I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Heaven, yeah.
Kind of. It's choppy.
Yeah. Choppy. I have the.
Yeah.
Next one.
But no. Keep trying.
Oh, no.
Now? Keep talking. I don't hear you. If you're talking, I don't hear you.
Are you there?
I feel your pain, Donnie. I know you're getting frustrated right now. It's got to be
I know. I could feel them right now.
No, it's going to get a little stressed out. And then, yeah.
Oh, and it always happens on BTR. I do not know why.
I wonder if it's something to do with the website, his connection.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's just, it's weird.
I know there was another site I clicked on.
Oh,
he's back.
Hello?
Hello.
Hear me now? Hello.
No.
Barely. Not much.
Hello. What? Hello. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah. A little bit.
I'm not hearing nothing.
I'm not hearing anything either. Now I'm not. Oh my goodness.
I can feel it. Oh my! I'm really starting to feel it a little bit. Oh. Yeah, I'm getting frustrated.
No.
Life has only just begun. We wed this land and pledged our souls to meet its end. Life has only just begun. Hear my people roam the earth. In the kingdom of our birth, where the dust of all our horses hides the sun, we are mighty on the earth. On
So, everybody here? Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Now.
A little bit.
What's up here? Now.
A little bit.
Interesting.
Oh, there you are.
Really?
No.
Oh, really? I don't know what else to do.
There you are. Yeah.
Oh, here I am.
Yay, it's working.
Okay. Wow. I guess I can't really move. Now. No?
Yes. I heard the no.
Okay.
Yes, there you are. I think it's working.
All right. Oh, shoot. So, is Lori there?
Hello.
I think she's there.
Hello?
Is Lori still there? No, that's Eric for a quick.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Is this so we can actually see?
Hello?
You're coming in and out. I can't make sense of what you just said.
No, I know. Nobody can.
No, I hear you.
Oh, is the lady there?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry, my phone was on mute and didn't realize I pushed the button.
Okay.
So I was answering you, and then I guess you couldn't hear me.
Right.
Yeah. But I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Cool. So, the thing.
Did it stay that way?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I'm still
okay.
Hearing you.
Okay, Tiffany. Can you hear me too?
Yeah, I can hear you right now.
So are you calling from Tiffany, Arizona?
I know, I'm calling from California.
Okay, you can come to me 408.
Yeah, 408, down the bay.
Okay. I was just curious, that's all. Sorry. So you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering if you can ask the guides, the angels, or if you have insight about what's coming for me in terms of my career, because what I'm doing now, I'm feeling like maybe it's not the right thing for me, so I'm looking for something else to do. And I already have a degree, I'm 29 years old, so I'm trying to figure out what my calling and what's the right thing for me.
Okay. Shuck a darn. People think my world. College. Half of you. The one I did all that free money, not even playing in school for. Our call happened first to do what we got to moving on to age. Okay. Oh my god. I think we're just connecting. What was the interest?
in my phone?
No. Hello, Donnie?
Did we lose him again?
Maybe.
Yeah, we did. We lost him. Oh, goodness. I feel so bad for him. Wow. This night is just not going good for him.
I keep trying to push positive energy to him and see if we could help block whatever this is, but this is a tough one.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, there he is.
So what's up?
What can you do but laugh about it? I know it's not funny because it's frustrating, but no, you just got to let that negative energy go. I feel your pain, Donnie.
Hey. Nope, it's one of those situations. Bree laughs about everything, and right now, wish I had it. Oh, no. I'm saying I know you too well, and I know that you're just laughing because it's a great way to relieve stress. I'm trying to learn that technique myself.
Oh, yeah, that's the way I do the same thing.
So, is Tiffany still there with us?
I'm still here. You sound so clear right now.
That's because I actually went from the freaking Skype, which is crappy, to my cell phone.
Hey, that's it, because you sound fine now.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there looking at the situation going, Lori, the situation was I pulled a card out for you. It was a chariot card. So the situation you're going through and the stuff, you need to listen to your intuition, follow through very clearly, and then you sit there and realize that chariot means triumph over the situation that you're going through. There is duality here, of course, in every situation there is. And you know that's for a fact, too, but you've got some really good insight, so you definitely need to follow through with it.
Okay.
Okay, so therefore, I can see Bree now. She's sitting there going, how does he do that? Just rattles it off just like that.
So I have really good insight, so Nana's going to figure out what's coming through. So I got I'll figure it out. I got
to
concentrate on that.
I want you to sit down and meditate. I want you to try that one meditation. I teach a lot of people where you just sit down. I got this from Dorian Virtue when she focuses on chakra clearing, but just took it one step further, and it's basically put the whole all the techniques together. You know, it's like no matter where you sit, what you do, first thing you do is imagine your feet firmly on the ground, make sure they are, and then ground yourself very intensely by rooting yourself into the ground like an oak tree. Imagine those roots just like snakes going into the freaking ground and just feeling, and then in the process of bringing in that earth energy of groundingness. Also, the same thing, you should also bring in the golden light through the crown chakra at the same time. Okay? And then take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you're breathing out, bow your head, focus as you have, focus your imagination on seeing a blue pilot light behind the heart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine that. As you're focusing on this energy coming into your body, focus on saying one thing, I am love. Keep repeating that until you feel the vibration. And then when you feel the vibration, do it for about another 5 minutes until you can feel completion, which means the physical and the spiritual are, they've always been one. It's just the realization of like mind and spirit coming together at that moment.
Okay.
Also, like I was telling everybody else with the same situation too of putting things out there and that kind of stuff and trying to figure out what works for you. I've done the same thing with HemiSync CDs, and what I do is they have some directional videos where people direct you certain things. But what I suggest to do is just get the music, put a headset on as you're focusing and visualizing these things, so you have that tone of music in the background. Because the music, I've done this myself. This HemiSync technology really works to the point of giving you really intense focus and concentration, which can really go into deep meditation of tapping into that percentage of your brain. Because, I mean, the idea of using your brain 100% is something that you have to gradually build up to. So try that.
Okay. Music always helps me. And YouTube is beautiful when it comes to meditation music. I found a lot of it out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, sometimes it's just the idea of music itself and trying to find something that works with you and that kind of thing. So I'm just saying, try to, you know, HemiSync CDs. Right now I was recommending that you go on that site. HemiSync, it's www.hemi-sync.com, and you can actually download MP3 recording down into your computer now from right straight from Block Talk Radio. HemiSync. I just went in there and checked that yesterday myself. So at first they wasn't doing that, but now they're doing it. And then there's another company called BrainSync, which is easy to go to, just www.brainsync.com. They also have the MP3 downloads too, and they're half the prices of the CDs. They're like, I think the CDs are like 19, and you can get, I think it's between 11 and, I think it's 11 or 14 for the downloads. And then BrainSync, theirs is usually $14 for the CDs, and then like 9 something for the downloads. So, plus you can actually download them. You don't have to wait till they actually get mailed to you.
Okay.
So give them a shot. If you're not, I'm just telling you, just like you said before, you know, sometimes just the idea of having music as a focus point, because we know it's energy that we can use to guide us into deep meditation.
And that's one thing I know I lack on. I need to work on more is meditating, clearing myself. And grounding is another big one. I think holding is a focus.
Yeah, exactly. So just check it out. Do what you got to do. But I'm just saying, intuitional thing is the idea of focusing and following through with what you need to do.
Well, I know that I'm on the right path. I know I went through a big shift yesterday. I woke up today feeling so much better, so much lighter, and even my creativity. I was at the store, I seen flowers, and I'm like, and then all this stuff started coming to mind. So, because I like to take arrangements and make my own arrangements and stuff, so I actually purchased them, and then I'm going to get creative tonight. If not tonight, I'll do it tomorrow if I don't get time tonight. But it feels good to have that back, so I know that I'm on the right path. This is the way I feel today. It's definitely telling
right.
me that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So just follow through.
So now I'm just going to follow through. I'll just write down those.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, like I said before, I was looking at the situation, so I saw the chariot. Chariot just says the ideal triumphing, I can't say the word. You're going to triumph over the situation. It's just the ideal as any person that's ever watched any kind of freaking show with the guy with the sword who triumphs over anything is the ideal. He has to take the time to slow down, reassess the situation, and then move in and follow through with that precise knowledge of where he needs to go. We've seen the Merlin movies and that kind of stuff, and it was just, you know, the guy sits there, he knows exactly what he needs to do. Usually you have a lot of people around you going, you should do this, you should do that, and you're like, you just have to learn to block out the world and say, you guys, shut up. You guys have got me this much. You've got the most success I've ever gotten by listening to the world is zero. I hate to say that, but it's, you know, when you look at the situation of listening, and I've tried not to put this, you try to find a different way of putting the whole thing and saying, you know, human beings and spiritual beings, you can definitely see the difference between the two, and definitely see that they are definitely two different ones. So I'm sitting there looking at the situation going, we just need to realize that, like I was telling Tiffany, and we're talking about schooling, I have a degree. You know, sometimes you got to wipe everything clear so you can see things clearly and say, okay, look at the people who are actually doing what they're doing. Usually the schooling and stuff came after they knew what they were going to do. Not the idea of going to school to figure it out. Listen to your intuition. A lot of people are destined to do a lot of things before they even get to being 6 years old. It's just the idea of realizing that, and maybe having to go back to that point in your life too, to realize that I had it all planned, I had it all figured out, and then somewhere along the line I got knocked off course. And usually what happens is either a school or a person or somebody you thought knew the best for you guided you in the wrong direction. So now it's time to correct that. And I got the King of Swords. King of Swords says precisely just what we said in the ideal, looking at the situation and the visual. You can also put Archangel Michael in there and cut loose everything now. Because everything up to this point doesn't exist anymore, so therefore I can't really assist you in the future, can it?
Right. Cutting the cord, this thing I've been really working on. So, and I really do want to be cut all cords and be done and move forward. I don't want to have to keep doing the process or keep having to cut the cords. Of everything behind me, all of the experiences, I'm ready to be done with it and move on.
Ooh,
and I think I am there today. I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I talked to you, I feel so much better and so much lighter since the last time I talked to you.
That's cool. That's great. But I can tell everybody, you know, the one thing I was talking about before when we were talking about chakra clearings, and I read this in Doreen Virtue's book, is chakra clearing, is that the idea of the reason she recommends it and the reason I see it too, of doing chakra clearings every day, twice a day, no matter what, is that we don't realize what, yeah, we pick up so much during one day. Go ahead,
I actually have some books. That and it has a CD in it, but then somehow the CD got misplaced. So I think this weekend I'm going to find that because when I started down this whole path of finding who I was and this inner strength and building my self back up, I ran across that book and it has a nice little CD in there that helps you what you're supposed to do at night and in the morning.
And oh, yeah, but also realize one thing, sweetie.
Away. It got passed away, and I remember that you mentioned it. I have that book, so I need to pull it back out.
Okay, what I was going to say was, in the book itself,
mm-hmm.
those two meditations are actually in that book.
Yeah, I knew it sounded familiar, and that's why it sounds familiar, because I've read it before.
Yeah. Because I used to listen to the CD too, and I was as I listened to the CD, and I went into the book, and found the chapters where she actually has printed both meditations in there. The only thing difference with the meditations in the book, they actually cover the ear chakras. The one on the CD don't. And so what I would do is I would look up and you look in the book and you go to the chapter where the two meditations are at. And what you do is find your own music.
I got you. And, okay.
Because the reason I recommend doing the chakra clearings in the book is because they actually cover the ear chakras. And a lot of us are having a hard time hearing our guidance. We see things, we feel them, but sometimes we have a tough time hearing them. So I think we should cover all the chakras, which goes from the 7 to the 8, and also the ideal of the meditation we're talking about, the crystal clear essence within you as seeing a pilot light. You'll see that in the first part of that meditation in the morning, that she actually covers that part where she says focus on the essence within you as a pilot light. I'm just saying there's a technique that I did where I was taught how to bow your head, focus on the space behind your heart, and then focus on I am love, which you're that basically being reacquainted with the spiritual and the physical being together. But that's also your God essence, which I guess you could say is the one main battery that charges and I guess it makes everything happen. And then it's just a way of getting in there, and then you go from there and realize you have that essence that you can actually expand it to cover your whole body as protection, but also using the same energy to also clear those chakras out and realignment. And also you can do the same thing where you can use a visualization of having that same pilot light get bigger, as in a blue pilot light that comes, that actually you can expand it to cover your whole body. It actually could be like it illuminates everything. So you can actually see blockages in your aura and your chakras, and you can see which ones that you need to go back on and work on.
Because
I always recommend you do this job. Yeah, I recommend you do the chakra meditations, but also listen to your intuition, because sometimes it tells you to go back and maybe to do more with the root chakra, the heart chakra, or maybe you'll start pointing at your feet, and then you'll start realizing that besides the seven or eight chakras we have, there's also chakras below our feet, above our heads. There's chakras within our hands. There's chakras behind our knees. Sometimes when it comes to grounding, that you need to really focus, and I feel like that with you too, is the idea of focusing on the root chakra and then the chakras behind the knees and also the chakras below your feet.
Okay.
There's some really intense focus on grounding, so therefore everything works. And it's not, you know, it might sound far-fetched, but with electricity and any kind of energy work, you've seen people do this, there's always a grounding wire. So there, I mean, the idea of grounding is very important. Especially in the course of channeling energy and focusing and directing energy. It just really enables and it helps a lot, really does.
Yeah, I want to share something with you real quick, Donnie.
Okay.
Last night was part of this shifting that I went through. I had a friend. I met this guy. He's a really nice guy. He's just someone, just a friend, and he was telling me one word said to me caused me pain, and I couldn't figure out why. But I got through it last night, and then identified it because he told me I was an amazing person, and that should not hurt. That should be, you should be grateful to hear that, you know. But I know where that comes from. And I identified it. They showed me the card. The Father healing card appeared. I've seen it in my head. When I was thinking about why I was feeling this way, that card came to mind. So, for once, this is something new for me because I wasn't receiving information like that before. I mean, I actually saw the card in my head. So I knew it went back to that. So then I focused on that and went all the way back. And I thought I went through that process before, and then I sat in my truck and focused more on it, and more information was coming to me. So I think that's why I'm where I'm at today, because I actually released stuff I never released before. I didn't know it was there. It was coming to me that needed to be said, and I did. And then today when I woke up, it's just like a whole new light, and I'm like, wow. They actually gave me the information, and I actually received it for once. So that was amazing. Definitely was. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. No. That's great. One thing I was going to try to tell everybody, too, was the idea. Bree asked me this the other day about bonding with your cards, and I said, it didn't dawn on me until after I was not talking to her. That there was a technique that I use when I first get my cards where I actually sit down. I have used Sage and Archangel Michael and the angels and that kind of stuff to bless my cards, to also clear of anything else, especially if I buy them at a store, get them through eBay or Amazon.com, whatever. I know people have touched those boxes and the cards and that kind of stuff. So it's the idea of clearing energy of anything and everyone away. And then I take the cards, and then I fan them, make a big fan. I hold the faces of the cards toward my heart. And then I use imagination of sending energy from my heart, love, pure love, into the cards themselves. So therefore, we bond. And therefore, the cards work for me and nobody else.
It tells you that. It actually gives you that. It tells you to do that in the beginning of the book also.
Do you have
to do that often, clearing the cards by chance, or just if anyone touches them?
Oh, see what you do. I see people touch the cards all the time, and you work with people all the time. Just, you know, a lot of times you'll see people shuffle the cards a lot, or they're sitting there talking to you. That's just the idea of clearing energy out of the cards and clearing those cards so they're going to connect with you. I shuffle the cards usually first, and then usually if I work with people one-on-one, then they'll shuffle the cards. Therefore, it's just me and them. Okay, and then someone else. Go ahead. It's just the idea when someone else walks in the door and that kind of stuff, you'll also see me sitting there start shuffling the cards before I even say anything to you. So what I'm doing is I'm just basically clearing those cards. But there's many techniques. I mean, there's another technique where you just take the deck of cards. As you're sitting there talking to somebody, you just start tapping the top of it. And this actually knocks the energy out of the cards, so therefore it's clear for the next person.
Okay.
It's one of those things, right, in front of a lot of folks with Dorian Virtue, she has a lot of clearing where she bond with the cards and that kind of stuff. But, you know, once you do it, it just tells you to do it when you get the cards. I've actually been in situations where you listen to your intuition, where I've actually had to do additional chakra clearing after a reading or before a reading. Or I remember when my ex-fiance, her mother dropped by, and as soon as she would leave, I would start using sage to clear my house. Whoa, what the heck was that?
Sorry, that was probably me. My son's music was on in the kitchen.
It sounded like someone fell into a tornado.
I was trying to cover my phone so it wouldn't be loud, so I turned it off.
I was about ready to say, are you okay, Dorothy?
I had him put groceries away, and he left the mess behind in my kitchen.
Right.
Maybe Chester came around.
So, Laura,
I
hope that's
very helpful, and I appreciate all that information because some of that I already knew. I just kind of been put in the back of my head and kind of been forgotten. So I need to get back on track with that.
Okay.
Yes. So some of it you told me with clearing cards and so forth, that's really helpful. Because I did not know. Because I don't. Maybe I've been doing it because I do shuffle the cards a lot, but I really don't work with anybody else. My son comes in sometimes in my room, but a lot of times my room is my sanctuary, and when I'm in there, they usually don't come and bother me. Where I get my play my music, and I light my candles, and I just kind of relax and unwind.
Everybody should have some room in their house that they classify as their sanctuary that nobody enters. I always recommend bedrooms anyway because bedrooms usually have doors, and when I was in my last apartment, that door was shut all the time and nobody entered there, and if they did, they were asked to leave, and people were like, wow, they're like, you're being rude. I'm like, no, I think you're being rude by stepping into a sacred place, you know, because I used to tell people when they come in the house, Nobody goes in the bedroom. If you get caught in the bedroom, you will be asked to leave. And they sit there and say, well, what's the problem? It don't matter what the problem is, my son. You're in my house. You either abide by them or you'll be asked to leave. As simple as that. And I'm pretty sure everybody else has the same kind of rule with their own house.
Yeah, just like the teenagers have their room and they don't want parents in. It works the same way.
And
so
that's the way it works for me, too. Get the hell out.
We have that respect in my house because, you know, your room, you don't want to be bothered, and I respect that, so you have respect for me as well. So it works pretty well.
And my ex-fiance came in, her mother came into my house and went right in my bedroom, like, what the hell are you doing in here? And she's like, oh, I just wanted to ask you something. I said, well, knock on the door, and then we'll sit there and say, come in or not come in, and then we'll take it from there. But I said, right now, the way things work, unless you're my wife or my girlfriend, you do not come in this room. And she was just like, well, I don't understand what you're getting mad for. Just because you don't have the same kind of boundaries that you set with people, do you think everybody else is going to do the same thing? I'm sorry, but it don't work that way. It's also a reflection to her that she should also set boundaries in her own life, and therefore she would have that time for herself, which she doesn't do. There's some people out there that you want to smack because they sit and go, I give to the world, and I give, and I give, and I give. How come people don't give me back? Because realistically, when you sit and look at the situation, why are they really doing it? Is it more for attention, or do they really want to help people out? Because people's lives reflect just exactly what they're doing. If we would just take time to sit back and look at that, you know, I always say be still, and people will tell you everything without even saying a word. When we all have that, we all have that ability too, as well.
Yeah, a lot of people they just don't recognize it.
Tiffany, she's gone. So.
Is she gone? Well, Donnie, I got to get off of here. I got to go take care of my son and all that. So it's been nice talking to you, and I'm glad you're back on.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
If you don't think you can give a tip, could you send me a bag of Milky Ways?
Milky Ways? How about Oreos? That's all I got.
Oh, my gosh. You must have been reading my mind. A bag of Oreos? Heck, yeah.
No, I know it, right? That's the best thing ever.
Heck, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I will talk to you later, and you have a good night.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, and you have a great night, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. So, Bree, I see we have another caller, and who do we have on the line now? Bree? Oh, hold up. Bree? Bree?
Yeah? Yeah?
You know you can click yourself back on, right? Because after you, when you go in the screening room, it automatically clicks you back on mute. Whew. I don't know why that was so hard to say. So, I was just saying, who do we have on the line? I know who it is. I'm just saying, you're part of this whole scenario. You're just a part of this whole picture that makes it even brighter. So I was going to say, hey, you talked to Connie?
Oh. Yeah, Connie. Yep.
Yes. Okay. Just go Yelp, and she is what? She is.
Oh, 732. Yeah, she.
Take a deep breath and go. She's selling a house, and she wants to know when it's going to sell. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's bring Connie on.
Hello.
Hey, Connie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good now.
I'm glad.
It's been a crazy day, crazy night.
That's okay.
So where are you? 3732.
I'm in Thomas River, New Jersey, down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
I'm in Ohio, and Bree is in Montana.
Oh, you're the one that has the snow? Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
The weather's been crazy this year, huh?
Yes, it has.
No,
I'm afraid we might have snow until June.
Oh, my goodness. Kill me.
Yeah, that's what it was when I was in Colorado, too. We could have snow up until July.
Oh, my God. I don't mind December and January and March, but enough's enough now, you know? We had a brutal winter.
But sometimes when you get into the summer months, it will snow and it'll be gone by noon.
Well, I could handle that. Nah, I like to swim. It has to be hot for me to swim. Can't swim in the snow.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those things where we actually have right down where I used to live at, and it's an indoor pool.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you can go there year round, and you know,
do you live near Aurora?
Aurora is actually in the suburbs of Denver. No, I actually live more closer to in the situation of Colorado Springs and Peak the Mountains, Pikes Peak.
My cousin lives in Aurora. She's from Staten Island, New York, and she just moved there, I don't know, about 20 years ago. But they love it. They love it there. They'll never come back. I was only there in the airport. But,
yeah, I was trying to figure why I even moved. But it's one of those things, you just do what you think you could do at the time. And
that's it.
I was like, I don't know, shucks. If I look back at the path I just took and where I've been, and, you know, the whole thing, and I think I would have changed my mind. I don't know. Situations worked out the way they did, so therefore, you know.
I understand.
I always feel like we're going to still meet people, no matter what kind of course we take. You're going to cross people's paths. But, you know, with the situation with your house, are you selling it? So you want to know when your house is going to sell?
Yeah, it's up for sale. It's up for sale.
Well, you might say that I just feel like with the situation and stuff, I feel like there's still some kind of attachment to the house. And I feel like
you're right. Strange
okay,
that you're saying
you.
That.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, once you cut that attachment, I feel like the house could sell anytime you want to. It's also the idea of clearing your mind and saying, the world doesn't know squat. They all want to go down this little pattern, this little map they got played out for each other. When if you sit there and kind of rise above the whole thing and go, in my mind, I see this house selling in 2 weeks, and then focusing on that and see somebody walking up and handing you, I don't care how you do it, handing you a check, whatever it is, handing you a stack of money, you know, I did the same thing with my friend out in, she's in California right now, but she was living in Manitou Springs and living in Colorado, and she was trying to sell her house, and some realtor came up to her and says, you should sell this house for under $120,000, and she's like, but I want to sell it for $120,000. He goes, oh, I won't sell in this market. And I told her, you tell that sucker to hit the road.
I believe you. No, I agree with you 100%. I don't let the world influence my mind. Believe me when I tell you. I'm a Pisces, so I see through things through rosy color glasses, whatever how you say it.
All right.
You know what I mean? I think that's how I got this far. I have a lot of miracles. I always had a lot of miracles. Things happen from for the good for me because that's the way I just don't take anything personally or things like that. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. It's what I think. You know, that's how because I read a lot, and that's what they say. You know, you have to have that kind of mentality or thought.
Oh, yeah,
am I right or am I wrong?
No, that's right. You just got to sit there and...
But lately I've been feeling bad about it. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Lately, there was a time I couldn't wait to leave, because I want to downsize because this is too big. But then I started feeling guilty. But I understand what you're saying, yeah. I got to let go, yeah. It's probably me that's holding it up.
Mm-hmm.
What about I need a job. Do you see any job? Is there any way you could help me out with that?
Well, I'm not trying to be mean enough. I'm just saying the same techniques could also work for selling your house and getting a job and the whole thing. I really do feel like it could be really soon, too. It's just you end up cutting that attachment. The attachment that I see to the house could actually be causing blockages in the ideal planning work, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
But have you really prepared what you want to do? What makes you happy that you could actually do as a career or a business or something like that?
Well, I'm a hairdresser by trade, and it's not my passion. I'm a paranormal by night investigator. But, we live on donations. So how that goes.
Yeah, I focus on donations every day. I focus on 10 and 6 private readings and 10 donations a day. I keep things open all the time. There are some times I have a tendency to get a little worried, but then I notice that the worry is actually causing further until when I let it go. That's why I have a big windfall come through and that kind of thing. So I'm just saying, I have no tendency to giving this up. I'm going to do this until whenever. And how can I make that happen? Well, since it's a service, the more you focus on what you love to do, it seems to attract everything you need to keep going.
Yeah, I hear you. You're right. I don't know what's the matter with me. I need to practice what I preach. I preach this to people all the time, positive thinking, and, I wish someone talked to me that way, though. I always give that advice, but never get it in return.
I'm just saying you should talk to my clients. They probably get tired of hearing it, but they also know that it's being said to them for a reason, so therefore they're the one that needs to sit down and relax and put it into play, too, as well. Because if you're going to sit there and go, yeah, you're right, well, then take that to the bank and do exactly like that.
You're absolutely right.
Whoever dog that is barking.
That's my dog.
Yes, I'm telling you the same thing. He's backing up everything I say. So
that's funny. I get you. I already knew the answer. I don't even know why I bothered. I get you. You're right.
Some people wonder the same thing. Why do I call? Why do I ask the questions? Because everybody likes communion. It's something we're drawn to interact with other people and that kind of stuff to get confirmation and to give us a little more support to things that we really need to embrace. So, the idea of calling in and people say, well, I think, I'm sorry I wasted your time. You didn't waste my time. It was actually a pleasure talking to you and that kind of stuff. So, therefore, it all happened for a reason.
I hear you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You made me feel better.
I'm just saying, do some work with Archangel Michael and cut the cords to everything. Even if you can't really see it, Archangel Michael can see it all. So, therefore, trust that, let it go, and ask him to cut even things that you can't see. And you'll see a difference. And I feel like I said before, I just keep saying they say focus, and you can actually sell your house in 2 weeks, really, seriously.
I hear you. I have St. Mike all over my bedroom. He's my best friend, actually.
Right?
Yeah, I use him all the time. I adore him. Yeah, you're right. I hear you. I mean, I do this for a living. I don't know. I guess it's just one of those days for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only human.
Well, rise above that and realize you're more than a human body.
Yep, I hear you. I'm having a human day, maybe.
There you go. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It was nice talking to you.
Give me a call anytime, and if you want to call me to my private line, I have a tendency I can work with anybody's budget. And,
okay, let me get a pen.
Work with you, okay?
What is it?
Okay, go. My website is www.psychic-journeyman.
Journeyman?
Yeah, journeyman. Dot YolaSite.
How do you spell that? YolaSite? What?
Yeah, YolaSite. It's YolaSite.com.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I will definitely.
Okay, then.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks. Thanks for make me feel better.
Oh, you're welcome.
So long. Bye-bye.
Almost. Audrey, what's up?
Hi, nothing much.
So I'm trying to... Some of these things are driving me crazy with some of this rebooting and back and forth with keeping these pages going. Okay, nothing happened. My gosh! So it's one of those things I'm going to sit here and look over the situation and go, forget it. I swear, it's grabbing me up the freaking walls. Everything keeps recharging itself, and I can't figure out why. Amy's here. Amy,
yep.
Let's see. Wow, there's this. Let's see. Okay, deja vu. I don't know what that means. But I knew what deja vu means. I don't understand. Never mind. So what I was saying before about bonding with your cards, everybody has their own technique. One thing I do recommend after a while is you should take some baby powder and just get you like a towel and put your cards in there and kind of shake them around a little bit. They have
uh-huh.
a tendency to collect a lot of things on them and that kind of stuff, and you can get a little. It makes the cards easier to shuffle too. So they
yeah.
Want to
Does that that. Does that mess with the energy or anything?
Actually, all the techniques you use that you can do any kind of movements with the cards actually clears out energy of previous readings and that kind of stuff. And actually, it's good to keep the energy moving because I also tell people about feng shui. Now, feng shui, really, what feng shui is how to utilize energy in your home. And some people have a tendency, like Chinese and Japanese, I think it was Chinese, I read it, that they're talking about feng shui where they used to have. They're trying to control the energy in their village or their homes and that kind of stuff. They would rearrange things to slow down the energy so they can actually utilize it. They've actually been known to, like, if there's a village that has a river that goes straight through it or a creek, they would realign it so it looks more like a snake. So it would slow down, which also keeps the energy in that area longer. So basically what you're trying to do is utilize energy and keep energy from being sucked out. And, so you got to constantly have the energy moving, but also keep it with you. And there is times where you need to open a window or something like that and get that dead energy out, dead air. But like if you have a television in your bedroom
mm-hmm.
and you feel tired all the time, they say that you should take a blanket or something and put it over top of the energy. Because whatever can bring it in great amounts of energy can also take out. Doesn't matter if it's plugged in or not. That's an energy source going to be pulled in. The one, and people freak out because they feel, you know, if your commode is facing towards the door, it's sucking energy out of your house every time you flush it. So there's like, so people freak out going, well, we can't realign the commode where it's at an angle away from the whole thing. No, you can't. What you can do is you can close the lid and then shut your door so it doesn't suck energy out of your house. So, you know, these are things you take a notice of, like if you have energy. Now, good feng shui is, like when I lived in Colorado, the reason I felt like there was a lot of good things going on, because they say a good format of keeping, of harnessing energy is to have the mountains behind you and a water source in front of you. And where I used to live at, I had a water source that actually went underneath my home, like this permit place I lived in. They had a creek going underneath the house. And then the mountains were right. And at the time, my mountains were right behind me. So they were all around me, but most of the mountains where I was at, where the house was situated, the mountain was right behind me. So
yeah.
Yeah, so it made things better and utilized. And, I mean, seriously, when we're trying to manifest things, I mean, if all the energy was like, we only have the energy to work with ourselves, there is a way of tapping into spiritual energy, which is continuous, which we know energy never dies, and to tap into that kind of energy would be great, and it's easy to do. Like with your chakras, you can actually open your chakras up to inhale, you know, to take in as much as you can, but you can also close them down when you feel overwhelmed with energy and that kind of stuff. Today was one of those days I should have tapped into the spiritual energy. And we'll sit there and look at everybody and say, do we have anybody in the queue? If we don't, what shall we do? Anyway, we sit there and look at the situation. I was looking at things going, look at this. We pulled a card out, which is the Wheel of Fortune. And where's that? The book. So we look at the book and we find out we have the Wheel of Fortune. So what angel represents the Wheel of Fortune? It's usually probably financial. Anyway, we look back and I'm trying to find this. I'm going to take, ouch. Let's see. I swear, I'm going to buy me a bigger desk. It's driving me crazy. Every time I push something too far, something falls off the desk. When I had my headset on, I can only go so far out. Everything seems to fall out of reach. Here it is. The Angel of Cycles and Solutions. The archetype there is Zeus and Jupiter, which if you notice, Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and Zeus was also the biggest guy in Mount Olympus. It's also the planetary energy with that angel is also Jupiter. The tarot card is the Wheel of Fortune. And when you sit there and work with the angel of cycles and solutions, is the idea of realizing that usually sometimes with solutions that we're looking for, and when we find them, usually is the end of a cycle, which means a new one's coming, and how to take the energy and to utilize that. There was something else that people don't realize either. It was kind of like people were saying that he sank in some sense of the word, that Jupiter is not just a huge planet in our solar system, but they feel like it was also almost predestined to be that way, because realistically, but you don't hear a lot about this, that Jupiter, we had the news where there was all these meteors that crashed into Jupiter. It's also been known that the planetary, the gravitational pull of Jupiter also has a tendency, as these meteors and these rock formations are going, you know, coming toward us, the gravitational pull actually grabs a hold of those bodies, and actually is able to, in some sense of the word, slingshot them back where they came from. So it's also, I guess you would say, it's almost like protecting a lot of us with the planet here and that kind of stuff, and the big ones that could actually get through that could cause some really major damages.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said, too. And I sat there and looked at the thing. It was kind of crazy. I mean, it makes sense that, you know, we know that our planet has gravitation, has gravity. And the bigger the planet, the more gravity it has to pull on other planets. And actually, this is an Einstein thing. He proved that without gravity, the planets would not stay where they're at. They would float off. So each each planet has its own gravitational pull on each other. That's what keeps the planets in the solar system just exactly where they are. So they're constantly pulling and pushing on each other. So the bigger the planet is, the more it has the capability of having pulls on something else. But this one here, and in the ideal way Jupiter's created, even if the meteors went into the planet itself, it would be destroyed. I mean, the meteors, not Jupiter. That's weird. Well, Anyway, I was looking at this the idea of cycles. Where is it at? The angel of cycle and solutions. This is the angel that we would more likely feel. The glands and body parts are the liver, pituitary gland, infections, jaundice, physical growth. So if there's problems with physical growth or infections or jaundice or anything like that, having problems with your liver or your pituitary gland. It could also be the thing of having balance in your life. That angel is working against you instead of working with you. How do you do that? It's one of those things of focusing and working with that angel. Because, you know, some people don't go, okay, how do I do that? Well, you just get this book called The Angels Within Us, A Spiritual Guide to the 22 Angels That Govern Our Lives. By a guy named John Randolph Price. He also has a book called Super Beings, too, as well. And the book, you look it up, and you find, I thought that was kind of crazy, and the book itself covers each angel, and in each chapter it also goes over a meditation, how to connect with that angel. And actually, I'm trying to find that one right now. Let's see, Angel 146. Okay, we missed it. Oh, actually, that book just opened right up to the freaking right where I'm supposed to be at. Anyway. Yes, the book has, it says back in the back, it says pause for a few minutes now and make contact with this mighty angel. Let fortune be your guide as you circle the mountain in your upward climb to mastery, which means the ideal of letting your intuition guides you in the right directions. What you need to do, even when you meditate and once you do the whole thing, you will be guided how to do that and which way to go. Now this one here, the meditation goes something like this. A one and a two. I'm just kidding. the angel of cycles and solution is my holy helper, my guide on the pathway to illumination. In my oneness with the Spirit of God, I am. And that's actually the Spirit of God, I am, the I am, or the I am. I see change as the nature order of things, as the breathing in and breathing out in the divine process of manifestation. I need to take a breath anyway. Without hesitation, I fully accept change in my life, knowing that only my highest good is expressed in every upward cycle. I stand at the vantage point of the eternal now, poised in peace and power, and beholding only God at work. I feel the uplifting action, omnipotent presence within, and know that my life is expanding, my consciousness evolving, my good multiplying. As I journey up the spiritual of life, I know that the activity of my master self is the perfect law of harmony and divine order, and that there is nothing to fear. The divine consciousness I am goes before me to prepare the way and remains with me as my shield of protection, and I am not afraid. I now release all inhibitions, all insecurities, and all uncertainties, and I move ahead with faith and the wholeness to accomplish that which is mine to do. I now go forth with uplifted vision into my ever-expanding universe. I pronounce my life good. So very good. So there you go. It's a situation of looking at the whole thing. Like we said before, the 22 angels that are in this book also represent the 22 higher arcana cards in the tarot deck. Ow. Let's see here. That was just one card. So you see the situation.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was there to tell everybody there's a craziness about this, that, and the other, and everything that goes along with it. That everything has a meaning, and sometimes people get freaked out about certain things and that kind of stuff. But if you really listen, sit down with those people, and you want to smack them, because a lot of times what they're doing is they're going what they hear, not what they know and what they've actually checked out themselves.
Right.
It's like, well, Jack said this. Well, Jack doesn't know what he's talking about. Where did Jack get his information at? Oh, Johnny told him. Oh, Johnny
yeah.
doesn't know about anything. You know, for a fact that someone tells a lie all the time, and all of a sudden he gives you this incredible information once in his lifetime, you know. It's kind of hard to sit there and go, sure, buddy, I believe you.
Right.
Come on, people. This switchboard, it just keeps canceling out, and I don't understand why. And I have no idea. Okay. That was great. Okay, it's still spinning. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out how much time we have left in the show, which it usually tells me at the screen. Huh?
39 minutes.
Okay, yours says something. Mine doesn't. 39 minutes?
Yeah, mine doesn't.
I didn't. Yeah, sorry,
yep.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. Sorry.
39 minutes. So we have 39 minutes left in the show. Hi, my name is Psychic Journeyman. This is Bree, my co-host. And this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome. If you just popped in, we are doing readings today. So if you want to call in here and get a reading with us, the number is 646-721-9031. Also with the situation of you see us doing readings and that kind of stuff, I also do private readings too as well. So if you want to give me a call at 740-601-1057, please do so. Right now, for people who call the show, they have a special rate of $65 for 60 minutes. And also with the situation, if you want to get a half-hour reading, that's $45. But normally, if you go to my website, you'll see that they're actually $99 for 60 minutes. And I think $85 for a half-hour. And I think $45, it's either $55 or $45 for 15 minutes. And you can also now get a reading, a one-card 15-minute reading for $15. So give me a call at 740-601-1057 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So also I tell everybody else, you look at the prices and don't freak out. That's just a place to start. So if you have a deal that you want to throw on the table, please contact me. Please contact me and just let me know. I can't remember ever saying no to anybody. And also with donations, donate some money to the show to help me get home to Colorado and also to support my show. So, you know, looking for a way to give back, like I always say, give love where love is given. And I guarantee you, when we sit here and work with people and that kind of stuff, this is exactly what we're doing, because we don't make anything with this show as in the idea of doing the readings and stuff. We do exactly what we say, free readings. You know, it's like one of those things we have. It's one thing you like people to ask a couple questions, that kind of thing. But, you know, sometimes people take a little bit more time. So, therefore, we feel like we should give that to them. So if you call the show and you're kind of like, ooh, I'm tired of waiting, I say be patient, because the time that they're getting, I guarantee you'll get it too as well. So patience is a virtue. It can also put you in a situation at the right time to get what you need to know. You're here for a reason, so don't duck out 5 minutes before you're going to get those answers. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Give me a call at my house. We can do all kinds of crazy things, I guarantee you. Well, see, call my private line. Dude. Don't call my house, okay? Anyway. we've still got 36 minutes. We usually have a tendency to stay after the show. So if you call and you're in the queue, who's ever in the queue, we get to you, we get to everybody, okay? So give us a call, 646-721-9031. This is actually called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Tarot Card Thursday. So we also ask people and invite people to come in, and if they have a subject they want to talk about, please feel free to do so. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's Free Angel Reading Roundtable Friday, where we do nothing but free readings for 3 hours. On Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we do have topics we talk about. Today, we're talking about angel cycles and solutions, which is actually one of the 22 angels that govern the inner planes, the gateways, like the abundance, you know, solutions and cycles is the ideal, realizing you're in a cycle and a solution's on its way. So it's like open the door and all this kind of thing. So, but on Fridays and Saturdays, we do nothing but readings. And then tomorrow night at midnight, we have Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where we all come to the table. And that's actually a show where we do have all the freaking phone, microphones open. Everybody who feels like they're intuitive are welcome to come in and also give advice to people who are getting readings too. Because a lot of people have come to me and said, you know, I had some things I was picking up about that person too. Well, here's your avenue to do just that now. So join us. That's at midnight, and tomorrow night we'll be on at 8, I think. Yes. 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, so join us. And when we get the cameras and all kind of thing working, you can also see us live on blogtv.com. That's under the same name, Psychic X Journeyman, so join us on that too as well. Go to my website, check it out too if you want to see us on blogtv, or you can go to blogtv and, like I said before, check out Journeyman, and then you can see us all that are doing our readings and stuff like that live. And if you call in and you're actually watching that, you can also ask me to, as I'm pulling the cards out, you can actually hold them to the camera, and you can see those cards too as well. I also say join us. Also, I work for a company called Oranum.com, and they call me Psychic X Journey on there. Man wouldn't fit. But go and join me on there. I'm usually on there between 6 and usually in the mornings, in the afternoon, and then late night after the show's over with. You can join me in there. It's only $1.99 a minute. You actually get a reading with me too as well. But it's well worth it. It's a great avenue. A lot of people, a lot of connections, that kind of stuff. And you can actually see me live on the webcam the whole time. And you can actually do a reading with me face-to-face. If you have a webcam, we can also do it video-to-video, too, as well. And also typing, that kind of thing going on. But you can also hear me, talk to me, and we can also do it visually. So you can actually see a live person, and the whole thing's great. Also, join me on Keen if you want to call me through Keen, because on Keen it's only 99 cents a minute. And same format, except for you don't get the video camera, but everything else that goes along with it, you can still take advantage of all my experience of over the 20 years plus that I've been doing this kind of work, and you can have it in 20 minutes. So therefore, that's the advantage of this whole situation, of all the things I've gone through and done and worked on, and you know, just striving to get the answers for you. All the everything I've gone through spiritually too, I can pass on to you. You can utilize to get the answers quicker than I did. And a half hour to an hour. So it's actually cheaper than going to a psychiatrist. And we actually listen too. So that's the difference. And we have some callers here on the line. So let's bring some people on and let's do some readings. What do you say? We got 33 minutes left. And please join us here. This is, I'm Psychic X Journeyman. And this is Bree. And we're here. So come and see. Let's go. I'm going to try this. I'm having trouble with my switch because everything's kind of flunked. Oh, shucky darns.
You want me to help you out?
Yeah, please, because for some reason mine's not doing anything.
All right, we'll do 905.
All righty, thank you.
All
right. 905, welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hey, Donnie. You got me fast. This is Dennis, Dream Master. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Dennis, how are you? I'm doing great.
Well, I'm doing very well myself, too. Thank you. Well, what's going on? You know, you want to read me? I'd love to hear what you have to say.
I want to read you? Sure.
Mention, you know, whatever comes around.
Yeah, because I was sitting there going over some things, and I shuffled the cards up, and I was looking at some things, and I was like, the one person I was going to do the card reading for, I've noticed that sometimes with situations, everything happens the way it's supposed to, so the card's still sitting there, and I see a lot of things going on in your life where it seems like it's very, how do we put this, I feel like things are really going good for you. I can almost see that you, some of the things have fallen into place that kind of surprised you, that they fell in place the way they did. Which is actually a good thing, positive. Because
yeah.
I see you sitting here with a, I see you with a smile on your face all the time. But I'm just saying, there are certain particulars. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I see it happening all the time. So, but you know, there's been questions of certain things of what direction to go into from here.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, with you, you've always made some realistically, seriously. I know some people have a tendency to question this. And so do you, but I feel like you've made some great decisions, and they've brought you right to where you're at right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I'm saying you should trust yourself. Did you hear me?
No, you were just about to say something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying you should trust yourself.
All right. In regards to a move, then.
The impression I get, you should. I get the impression you should do it.
Just do it.
Where are you going? Because the reason I ask the question is because I see two different directions of possibilities.
All right, which would be what?
It's a good question. For some reason, I keep. Okay, I'm trying to figure out, where are you? 905. I've seen that before.
Well, I'm Toronto, Canada. Toronto,
okay.
Canada.
Okay. Well, I feel like you should move to the States. I could have.
Yeah,
first
I've
thing
heard
came,
that.
Yeah, the first thing that came to me was California.
I've heard
and
that,
I,
too, as well.
Yeah, California around Redland. I don't know if you know where that's at.
Not quite sure. Is that north end or south end?
I'm not sure. I think it's more northern. Because I can see a lot more trees and a lot less girls with big, fake boobs. So I keep seeing trees and I keep seeing more nature. And people like boobs. Well, you know, I could have used the other word, but that sounds really too more for the pornography. But wait, I'm just saying, the reason I saw that was because it's taken me away from the phoniness of keeping to your nature of being close to nature. And I see the trees and stuff around it. So I feel like it was a really good place for you. You got California. You say you're close to Toronto?
Yes.
Hmm.
Just west of Toronto, actually.
Well, for some reason, I feel like you're going to Toronto. Going to... Yeah, that was the next one that came up to me. It was like, you need to go to Toronto for some reason. Don't get a why. I just see Toronto. I don't know if I'm even saying it right.
I'll be in two places at the same time.
You will be?
Well, no, I'm asking you. What do you see?
Well, to me, it comes to me like most like the ideal, the situation of California could be something that would come into the play after a move, and then there'll be a move to California. But I also see the situation, Toronto keeps ringing into my head as a base of operation and many trips to California and eventually moving there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
No, it does. So what time frame are you seeing then?
Between 4 p.m. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. I didn't want to sit there and ask the question. Why would I see 4 p.m., 6 p.m.?
that's just like a time on the clock, not a date on a calendar.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, I pay attention to everything that comes to me, and there's a reason. So I get 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I also get the ideal of book a flight, but never book a flight before 6 p.m.
Really?
Almost like I don't like flying in the dark.
Okay, I can see that.
Okay, I'm just saying, but you know, as the ideal of coming, I see that there's a lot of things in transition, but I would say one of these trips, I keep getting Toronto again too. It actually happened summer months. Definitely could happen in the next 2 months. I don't get a definite date. And believe me, if I did, I would tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to those things. So I usually don't get dates a lot. It could be funny and say, I'd love to have a date right now. But,
Well, you see, something back into Toronto and then out west. Into California.
Exactly. The thing I get with California is northwest.
Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting that too. If I may ask, Donnie, how do you see that transpiring?
Say the first part one more time.
Oh, I can see the Northwest California. I actually see the interior of California, more East Californian. But how do you see this transpiring, if I may ask you, which I just did?
Good question.
If that's okay.
No, that's fine. I keep getting them. They keep telling me that you will be getting an offer to go out there. It's like someone wants you, and it's an offer. That's what I keep getting. That was very clearly, too.
To the west coast? Like right on the water?
Water?
Yeah, right on the ocean or the interior on the other side?
I'd have to say the ocean because I see white sands and ocean. I also see mountains very clearly.
Right.
I would say, gosh, I keep getting, I don't know where international U.S. one is, but it runs up the coast as far as what I've heard.
So maybe even D.C. based.
What's that?
British Columbia? Through Seattle? No. Just California.
Just California.
Question.
And so you might actually. What comes to me is you might actually touch Seattle, which means to me that's a visit. But they see the ideal that the thing I see in California is definitely. A lot of foundation around that, so it definitely shows a move to there where you'll be living there for at least a duration of, I keep getting 8 years, at least. That's pretty much a permanent move.
Really? So I'll still have a home base in Toronto, but California is where I'll start laying my roots.
Yes.
And nothing to do with Nevada, Arizona, nothing like that. It's all California.
I just see California.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because I've been sitting there thinking about the same thing going to Colorado. I'm actually, thinking I've been invited to go to Arizona or even drop into Arizona and that kind of stuff. And even curious about seeing Sedona, but for some reason I just don't feel like I'm going to. I'm just going to be caught up in the situation and want to go to Colorado and what's connected to that whole thing and stuff like that. Where it's like, you know, the spiritual work really kicks in and that kind of stuff. So therefore, there may be, you know, maybe it's just not in the next 5 years. I don't know. But,
All right. So I did want to make a stop into Montana. But I guess that's not going to work. Or even the East Coast. I was actually looking for a big tour, you know, through Florida and the whole bit, but I don't know.
I'm just saying that I feel like the idea of California, and there's an urgency for your services there, so it'll take on a life of its own, so.
All right. I appreciate that, Donnie.
No problem.
Thanks. That's awesome. I'm sure you have other callers. And
well, Dennis, at this moment, no, we don't. So, you know, just relax and kick back in your recliner. If you want to ask anything else, feel free to do so.
All right. Well, I have many things to ask. If you're open to it.
Oh, no. I have to say so, too, Dennis. I want to go to Montana myself.
Yeah. All right. And I'm going to ask you, Donnie.
Okay.
How do you feel these shifts and changes with the energies that are going on right now? Because I know they are huge.
Well, shucks, I'm kind of like scared in some sense of the word because of energy changes. I have a tendency to get a little surge of energy with me too as well.
And how do you? How do you cope with them?
Well, that's one of those things I guess you would say a work in progress because I've noticed I've actually seen the shifts and the idea of being angry about certain things and the shifting with energy with, you know, with our electronics and stuff like that really driving me up the walls, especially tonight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are going on and back and forth and that kind of stuff that I just feel like they're just not going to get as bad as everybody thinks they are, and it's just the idea of the human race trying to figure out how to utilize it, not be scared of it.
Right. So how are you doing that?
Huh?
How are you doing that, Donnie?
Me? I'm focusing more on internal stuff, working with energy and that kind of stuff, but also looking at the possibilities of things I've kind of been curious about, if we are capable of utilizing energy and actually channeling it through our bodies. And, you know, we see these things, and I'm just saying, to me, seeing these things in movies and that kind of stuff in people's imaginations, I'm trying to sit there and focus on the situation. Is it really imagination, or is it more of tapping into memories of actually being able to do those things? Because everybody keeps talking about a shift, and then we had this thing with X-Men was a big thing, almost like 5 or 6 movies, and there's another movie just came out not too long ago, too, where they're dealing with people, as they call them, mutants. I don't like the word mutants, but I just like to say the ideal special people who have a tendency to utilize all the potentials. Because I was asked that one time. Wouldn't it be great if you were normal? And I'm like, I'm sorry. To me, what I do is normal. I use all my gifts and everything that I have right here. And so the people I don't think are normal are the ones who are either scared of it or deny it even exists. Me personally, I've been doing a lot more breathing techniques and a lot more focusing on, you know, channeling more energy to my hands. And actually been focusing on stepping out and doing, really start focusing on more on healing, you know, working with people, those kind of things. I feel like in some ways I do the same thing with the advice I got, give to people to help them with their lives and hope they utilize it. I feel like it heals things that they've gone through so they can actually make greater strides in their own success in their own lives. But me personally, it's just the idea of focusing on energy. And like I said before, the grounding is the most important thing I can even stress to people, trying to find ways to meditation techniques that you can ground more, because the energy is there. And we know for a fact with electricity and those kind of energy transference and that kind of stuff, the more grounding you have, the more you can actually utilize that energy and that power. And I feel like we're very powerful people. We just don't utilize everything. I think in some sense the world, we're kind of scared of it.
Right. So if I may ask and to just go further a little bit, Donnie, is it not a bad thing to be abnormal? Like for me, I am not normal. I am abnormal. I am different from the norm. Okay. And
right.
And is that such a bad thing? Should we really bring ourselves to normalcy, or should we hold our abnormalcy within ourselves, being individuals and holding the energy that we do within Source, and not being normal?
Well, when you look at the situation of Source, God, energy. It's about the most abnormal thing you can think of, because it wouldn't really fit in on this planet, because of people always thinking about normal, being normal. But one thing I would sit here and say real clearly is the angels have told me that putting titles on things has a tendency
right.
to set
expectations. Yeah, complacency. Yeah.
So I would sit here and say, what is normal? You could ask seven people and probably get seven different answers. I just look at things going, who was it? We're sitting here talking about this one person was driving me crazy, or this one person did this, and they're going, why are we even giving the energy to those situations? Because those people's perceptions, we can't change them. We're just hoping by their experiences they might see
right.
things differently.
So we are all our individual selves that we hold within ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So what we do is we sit here, take all the titles off, and then embrace who we really are. It's more than likely you'll be different than anybody else on this planet anyway, because of individuality. Because I said, if you guys want to find a group to hang out with, you're going to have a hard time, because there's no one like you. But we're all connected, because we're all spiritual, but we're still all individuals. And we all have this thing about, seriously, you can look across the whole freaking planet. I don't care what color you are or what nationality you are. I guarantee you're not going to find anybody like anybody else. Even twins, you will find that there's totally different in personality, traits, characteristics. And it's kind of like, to sit here and say, you're trying to tell me the Source and God doesn't exist. I just can't imagine the human race actually creating that kind of individuality and being able to create life like that. I think we have a tendency, we can sit there and help people and heal people and that kind of stuff, and we probably get to a point where we could probably do the same thing too, but there's so many people out there trying to do it the hard way, mechanics and that kind of stuff. And I look at freaking technology and say, okay, plasma screens and that kind of stuff, and the idea of focusing and realizing, do we mentally do all this stuff ourselves without going through mechanics and being so physical, or we could actually do all this stuff ourselves, visualization. It's kind of cool. You consider actually some people use that when they manifest things. They use in their imaginations. They will use a TV screen or a plasma screen or whatever as a visualization. And I'm thinking, if that's what you're doing, do we really need the computer sitting in front of us to do what we're doing, or can we all boot our minds?
Yes.
And if you could, you would definitely be called abnormal. There's a movie out there called Limitless, I think it's called, where they invent a pill that you take that can actually help you utilize 100% of your brain, which actually helps you connect to your real self. I'm sitting there going, isn't it kind of crazy how these movies, they got the concept, but everybody's always looking for an easy way to do it. I mean, I sort of say, don't you wish we could take a pill and we would be, like the body... Yeah, bodybuilders or intelligent or spiritual. I'm like, but we would miss the most important thing.
Do we really need this pill? This quote unquote pill is already within ourselves.
That's what I'm saying. People are always looking for an easy way to get there, and they keep forgetting the fun part about getting there is the journey. Now you guys want to take that away, too. I'm tired of getting, you know, people say, my life's boring. Yeah, but you really haven't embraced your life 100% either because you don't know what you really want. I mean, it's like, I don't know. The one thing I keep doing with relationships, I keep telling everybody, the more you know yourself, the more you're going to know who you're supposed to be with because you're going to recognize them because you know who you are. And people sitting there going, that sounds great, but am I going to meet somebody? Okay. I just gave you a prime example of some good stuff that you could actually focus on to get and to obtain your goal, and you're still wanting to jump the gun. And then pretty more likely what you're going to do is put yourself into another relationship you just had because you haven't let go of that one in favor of what's really good for you. I've had a lot of women, too, lately. It was like this woman calls up and she goes, this guy named Joe, he's the one I want. How do I get him? Okay, you sure he's the one? Oh, yeah. I'll say, okay, how's he feel about you? She goes, I don't know, but he's the one. And I was just like...
All right, Donnie, I'm not going to go there.
Yes.
And thanks for taking my call, bud. And, peace be with you and love to you, okay?
So, Dennis, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Just one question, since you asked me 10.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Uh-huh.
I allow force to work through me. I love all. I am a conduit for source. I live in a pure and true manner within the best of my ability, and I do choose what I do. And I know what flows through me, and I understand others that want to attack upon me, but I hold my ground, and I hold truth and love within myself and allow source to work through me as I am a conduit for source. And this is the work that I do, being and existing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do. I can be proactive. I find it beneficial, more so, to be inactive and work within myself. The stronger I am within myself is the stronger and more flowing that source flows through me. And yes, source will throw universe. Will throw situations upon others. And, you know, Donnie, we can go on for hours on this.
Mm-hmm.
I've chosen to be here, okay? And I may come back again, all right? I'm still deciding. And
all right.
And just seeing what is going on and occurring right now is there's so much energy occurring right now, and yes, I may stand up and say here's Dennis. actually,
right.
I had a friend tell me I shouldn't be Dream Master anymore; I should be Reality Master. I just may be Reality Master, but this is the time we live in, and for what I do, I absorb a lot. I do absorb a lot, and I give my all. And yes, I do have difficulty receiving, and I do appreciate all the receivings that have been given to me. But I just want to let you all know that I do love you all, and we, my friends, love you all as well. And this is what I do.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And Muppy likes you too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Awesome show, honey. All right, Bree. You got me. There you go. You got me. Pin it in the corner. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. So we have 6 minutes left in the show. So, hey, that was great.
Yeah.
So, Bree, is Dennis going to come visit you in Montana?
I don't know.
I was kind of curious when you said you were going to go to Montana.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I was just curious. No, I was just, I was like, okay. I saw the California thing. That was the first thing that came to me. It was like, I just kind of seeing it over and over again, and then I got Northwest, and just all this stuff started rolling in about the California thing, and because it was almost like going to Toronto, which is kind of like in a different direction, and then going to California. It's like a slingshot. I don't know. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
So, we're the queue is so packed. I was kind of freaking out about that one, going, And this thing with the show, man, I was like, this switchboard keeps flopping, and it goes in and out. And then all of a sudden, I just go, you lost connection, or reconfigured. I'm like, what is, I mean, all this craziness. I don't know what's going.
Wow, yeah, it's not doing on this side.
It might be one of those things, too, where, what's the idea of using the laptop? Maybe it's a little less stable. So we just focus on the angels of clearing out and making sure the channel and the message and the, what's the signal is very clear and getting through to everybody. We figured out the solution, so I grabbed the phone real quick, but, you know, maybe it might be a little bit different if I do get a cordless headset, because that way it would be wired right into the computer itself. And, you know, the one thing I don't like about cords and that kind of stuff, they have a tendency, and I had that dog up here with my mom's, and that dog has a tendency to tack on my cords. So we might have some shorts here. I caught her over here a couple times, like, ooh, this chew on this. No, this don't. I mean, seriously, it's like chew, 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 chew. I'm like, gosh. I got mad. Oh, I think my mom got mad today because that sucker chewed up some paper in the freaking front room.
Yeah.
I ain't going there. Oh, heck yeah. I was getting crazy today, too, with the communications of the delays. And I keep saying, because I could have swore I was going to get my Visa card today. And I just felt like I was going to get my stuff, you know, both cards today. And I'm still sitting here. I finally had to call Aaron's and say, hey, we can't make that payment today because I have no way of doing it. I got the money. It's all sit right there. Which I said, hey, that's kind of cool, isn't it? I have to save money because I can't do anything else. That kind of freaked me out, but I do not know. That's right, Muffy. Tell me about it, man. What can I do? What is the solution? Really? That's, oh, he's got one too, doesn't he?
Yeah. He wants to take over the show.
Come on down. I'll see you guys later. We'll let him take over. I'm going to take a nap. Well, since we have nobody in the queue, just sit here and we'll just sit there and thank everybody for being here. And thank you for all the people listening out there. I appreciate that support. Thank you for all the donations that have come in. Like I said before, you know, we do, it's one of those things that we ask for donations, just the idea, because I want to go back to Colorado, and, you know, it's like a group effort. It's all work together. Get me back there, because I just feel like, realistically, that when I get back to that point, I think there's a lot of doors and opportunities waiting to be opened. So help me get back there. Appreciate it. And also, the ideal of the show and the format. We like doing this kind of show. We like talking to everybody. We like teaching and giving out the information. And, you know, some people didn't know that there's 22 angels backing up the 22 cards of the higher arcana tarot deck. Angel cards, the angels themselves. We like sharing that information with everybody. So Well, I say donate and just keep the format going and keep teaching everybody out there, because even when you guys call in and get readings, and we do those readings absolutely free, that it touches at least 10 to 12 people out there just with one reading. If you call in, get a reading. It seems, you know, we've had people call in and say, hey, that person, you answer the questions for her, you answer the questions for me. So, see, as you, even when you call in, even that kind of situation is going on, you're touching other people too as well with your situation that other people can identify with. So let's keep it going. And like I said, for all the people out there who donated to the show, thank you very much. And like I always say at every end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given. And we'll see you tomorrow for our Friday shows, which we have Friday in the at 8 o'clock. We'll be here doing 3 hours of nothing but readings, and we call it Free Angel Reading Roundtable Friday. And then tomorrow night we'll be here at midnight doing the exact same thing, but you can also join in with us too. So join us then, and we'll see you there. We'll see you then, and we're going to get out of here with a little bit of, you know, music and that kind of stuff. So have a good one, and we will see you then.
Crazy.
Sucks. Oh, now we got out. Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. Get me out of here. Come on. Everything's spinning around. Hello? Hello? I'm stuck in mode here.